So this is obviously a Ram team that we don't know very well. So spent a lot of time here the last couple of days trying to get familiar with their players, their schemes, and so forth. Start with saying very talented team. They have a lot of very good players, a lot of explosive players in all three phases of the game. Start with the kicking game. Hecker's a tremendous weapon. This guy's looks like as good a player as I've ever seen at that position. He's a tremendous weapon in his ability to punt the ball, punt it inside the 20, directional kick it, involved in fakes, can throw, can run, very athletic. They have great coverage players on both punts and kickoffs. They have speed guys, they have size guys, linebackers, running backs, receivers, DBs. So they really cover across the board. Obviously two very explosive returners, Cunningham and Austin. So the kicking game is going to be a tough matchup for any team against them. And they do a lot. They have a lot of scheme. They have a lot of plays that you have to work on. So they put a lot of pressure on you there. And they have very, very good players that are very explosive in that phase of the game. Offensively, up front, long, big, long, offensive linemen, use a lot of misdirection scheme, great skill players, great backs, Gurley, Cunningham, Kendricks, very good tight end, very productive, good guy for him in the red area, third down, clutch situations. He's made a lot of big plays. He's had a great career there. Looks like he's going to break a lot of Rams records before it's over. And, of course, very good players at the skill position. Britt and Quick are tough. Make a lot of big plays. Britt's had a great year. Strong, good hands, run after the catch. Austin, of course, a dynamic player. So they really have a lot of threats offensively, with a big, long offensive line. And, Goff, that was, did a lot of good things last week, really the last couple of weeks. In the New Orleans game, first drive, two-minute drive, he handled that with a lot of poise. So played well in the red area. So he's obviously a very talented player as well. And then defensively, it starts up front. Very good defensive line. Donald, Quinn, very disruptive group. They had a lot of negative plays. I mean, more negative plays than anybody. So that'll be a big challenge for us. Fast at linebacker with Kendricks and Barron. And real big at safety. I mean, those guys are big players, big hitters. McDonald, very aggressive guy. Long, outside with Tremaine Johnson. So overall, I'd say a very, very talented group at every position. A lot of potentially explosive plays or explosive players that if you don't handle them, they can do a lot of damage in a hurry. A young team that's fast, that's aggressive, that's played hard. They obviously, didn't have a great day in New Orleans like they did in the opener against San Francisco. But I'd say other than that, I mean, there have been a lot of tough games. They've won some of those, have won some of them, but they've been right there, pretty much every week. Impressive win over the Jets, Arizona, Tampa, Seattle. So they're a good football team. They're well coached. A lot of experience on the defensive side of the ball with Greg and Dave McGinnis, Chuck Cecil, Jeff, of course. So they have a lot of experience over there, and again, very very tough matchup for anybody. Tough matchup for us this week in a kicking game. That'll be big.
Bill, as it relates to Goff. He obviously played in the preseason and then essentially didn't see him for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you noticed his improvement, I guess, over that span? Or is the preseason even relevant in terms of your preparation for him this week?
Well, as we know, in preseason, there's not a lot of scheme going on. It's just, you know, teams running their plays, trying to get good at fundamentals and just trying to run their basic stuff. I think it's a whole different ballgame in the regular season. So, but, you know, he's very talented. I mean, he made a great throw to Austin on a touchdown. Had a good two-minute drive there at the end of the half. Just took him right down the field. You know, they got the turnover, put it in on the next play on the under route to Britt. So, but I think he's athletic. There, you know, times where New Orleans had guys, a couple of times I remember guys coming free. He was able to just escape him, you know, in the pocket and get outside and buy extra time on the play. So he's athletic. He's got a good arm, can make the throws. Threw, you know, a post down there that he just missed on, but it was a good throw, you know, 55 yards. So I don't think talent's the issue here, and I'm sure he's going to get better each week, like most young players do.
The Rams being as talented as they are defensively, is the way the Saints attack them representative of some of their weaknesses, or do you kind of just...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can look at all the games, and then there's that game, and then there's, you know, really the other games. I mean, there's, I don't know, five teams couldn't score over 14 points, so that's really more what you see. They've had a couple of games here this year where they haven't given up a touchdown. That'll give up a lot of points. You know, New Orleans did a good job. It wasn't the Rams' best day. That's obvious. But I certainly wouldn't count on that.
Bill, you talked about Hecker yesterday in glowing terms for his athleticism. How much of a weapon is he not only as a punter, but with what they do, even putting him under center occasionally, fakes and whatnot? I mean, some go under center.
Yeah, no, he's dangerous. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like a quarterback. He can throw. He can run. You got to defend him like you defend, you know, one of those guys.
Bill, it was reported yesterday that the team extended Marcus Cannon for 5 years. Just wondering, the type of development you've seen from him over the past few years. Seems like he's having one of his better seasons this year.
Yeah, Marcus having a good season. I mean, he's been a good player for us. You know, he's had to fill in when Sebastian and Nate. In previous years, you know, we felt like we've had three good tackles, and usually two of the three of them ended up playing. However, it went, it varied from year to year over the last few years. But you know, Marcus has always done a solid job for us whenever he's played. And so I'm glad we have him going forward. He works hard. He's, you know, quiet kid, but he's very dependable, team oriented. He's done a good job for us, you know, in a running game and a passing game. A good player.
Seems like he came into camp a little lighter this year too. And how much does that factor into his play?
It's definitely helped. Yeah, no question.
Is there a reason why he didn't do that earlier? You guys didn't want him to drop weight earlier than this season?
I wouldn't say there's a reason though.
What's he improved upon since you've had him? What's he gotten better at? He's gone.
He's been a good player for us. I mean, everybody improves over the experience and more time and so forth. But there surely hasn't been a point where he's played tackle where, you know, hasn't played pretty well.
You coached against Jeff Fisher a lot over the course of your career. What are some of the defining characteristics of a Jeff Fisher coach team?
Good defensive line, good against the run, good in the kicking game.
Bill, how critical, just getting back to the offensive line, not just for Marcus, maybe, but the entire group has Dante been, and his energy level since returning from retirement?
Good. I mean, you know, Dante, I've said many times, you know, as good a coach as anybody I've ever been around. Put him up there with Scott O'Brien, Nick Saban, guys like that. I mean, he's does a great job, and it's great to have him back. He's done a great job for us. So it's, you know, I don't know what more I can say. It's good to have him back, and he's very good.
spoken several times about multiple different players in terms of the second year leap. And I'm wondering how you feel like Malcolm Brown has done in his second year. And I remember you saying last year he made a leap in his rookie season. It seemed like after the bye week last year. But I'm wondering if you've seen maybe another stage in his development, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's, you know, he's made progress. You know, he probably started a little higher point than some guys do. So, therefore, you know, the growth is, I won't say limited, but there's just a little less space there than guys who start at a very, at a much lower point where there's a lot more space. So, but I think he's, you know, he's closing that space up, and it's definitely improved this year in terms of his recognition, playing blockers, consistency.
Coach, I know this kind of ratio doesn't really exist in the NFL, but if an opposing offense against you guys decided to throw it on 90% of the dropbacks, would that concern you because of their aggressiveness, or would it be a relief because of their predictability?
Yeah, you know, when you coach defense, you don't have any control of what the other team calls. You have to just defend whatever they do. You can't really worry about it. If they want to run it every time, they can run it. If they want to throw it every time, they can throw it. If they want to split it in half, they can split it in half. You don't have any control over that. You just have to defend what the situation and the personnel they have in the game.
Bill, what's the latest in a season you've made significant changes to your defensive approach with the unit you have? And you remember, like, saying
every week?
I mean, overall, I guess what I'm getting to is your personnel and how you use your personnel. It changes week to week.
Depends on, you know, who you play, what the situation is, who you're. I mean, in 90, when I was with the Giants, we played the Bears in the first preseason, or in the first postseason game, played them in a 4-3. Second game, we played the 49ers in a 3-4, totally different. You know, we played a post-safety coverage game against the Bears. We played a split-safety coverage game against the 49ers. And then against Buffalo in the Super Bowl, we played a 2-4 and a 3-3 nickel the entire game. So is that changing the defense? I mean, to me, it was doing what we thought was best against the team we were playing. So, I mean, you can call it whatever you want to call it. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's just an example. I know it's a long time ago, but I, you know, that's the way we look at the game. We try to do what we think's best every week, whatever that is. On, you know, I don't know who, you know, who's the next game against. What are they doing? What do we have? What's the situation relative to other factors involved in the game? What do we feel like is the best way to play the game? That's the way we're going to play it.
Maybe what I was trying to ask is, do you ever look at your own personnel and say, we've got to use our personnel differently?
We always do that. Yeah. But again, that's a matter of matchups. And you can, you know, you want to play your whatever, run defense all you want. And if a team is a spread attack, misdirection team, it's going to put the ball in space all the time. And I think that's stupid. Like, why would you do that? Doesn't fit the team that you're playing. So I personally would never advocate doing that. Just do something to do it. Just, I don't know, what's that accomplished? So get the guy's letter. I mean, I just don't. My feeling is try to win a game. Like, that's, I don't know, that doesn't really, you know, fit in everybody else's agenda, but I'm just trying to win a game. So what do we need to do to win? That's what we're going to do to win, period.
So I guess turnovers are a byproduct of good defense. In other words, you don't go into a game saying, we're going to try to create turnovers. They happen because you're playing fundamental defense, what you're trying to execute.
You always try to create turnovers. You always try to play good defense. Try to stop the run. Try to turn the ball over. Try to get off the field on third down. Play good red area defense. I mean, it's just like every time you get the ball on offense, you try to score points. If we weren't trying to score points, we'd just send a punt team out there and just give it back to them. You know, if we weren't trying to play good defense, we weren't trying to stop them every time we go out on the field, what's the point? Send them out there. Might as well send a punt return team out there if that's what it's going to be. So, yeah, we're trying to do that every single time we go onto the field. Like, why else would the defense go out there? They go out there to stop them. Why else would the field goal team go out there? To score points. why do we send the offense out there? To move the ball and score points. I mean, what else did you put him out there? Confused.
Has Chris Long been everything you thought since he's been here? And how much has his experience and leadership helped this team?
Yeah, Chris has been great. He works really hard. He's very dependable there every day, you know, kind of first one in, last one out mentality, works hard in the weight room, studies the game plan, really tries to understand how you want him to play a play or how you want him to do a certain thing, and does his very best to do it. So you can't ask for any more than that. You know, the expectations and all that, I mean, when you've never coached a player before, it's, you know, I don't know what the expectations are. I try not to have them because they're pretty, you know, I mean, you know what the scouting report is and so forth, but, you know, I try to evaluate everybody based on my own personal interaction with them. I don't go with what, you know, somebody else did somewhere else or what they did or didn't say about them. I mean, we've all seen that before. So just try to evaluate them based on what they do for us, how they respond to what we ask them to do. And he's responded very positively in every situation, in the weight room, scout teams, defensively, you know, whatever we ask him to do.
You were talking about Hecker as good of a player as you've seen at that position. Made me think about past remarks on, like, Ray Guy from a couple of years ago that I remember you talking about, and Morstead from joint practices, Jennings. I mean, who else is in that discussion?
Those guys are all in that discussion. Those guys are all in that discussion. And they're all great players. I'm not taking anything away from any of them. Landetta, I mean, I had a lot of personal interaction with Sean. But, I mean, this guy's a weapon. I mean, he's not a good player. He's a weapon.
Bill, since Eric Rowe is a relatively new cornerback, is he a guy that you see significant development?
They play quarterback corner in college.
Right.
And then they moved him to safety his senior year. Yeah. Then he played corner at Philadelphia.
So that was the opposite. He moved to cornerback in the senior
year. Whichever one it was, I thought it was, but, you know, you might be right. But in any case, he played safety at Utah, and then he played corner at Utah. I can still see him playing safety against USC. And so he played both. When we worked him out, you know, we saw him as a corner, which I would say when you just look at him, he looks kind of like a corner. Not saying he can't play safety, but he looks kind of like a corner. And Philadelphia played him at corner. I don't think they played him at safety at all. They played corner against us last year with Philadelphia.
Is he did you see significant development from still at that position from a practice to practice or game to
game? Well, again, you're talking about a guy who's in his second year. You know, and now he's already in his second system, too. So, actually, third system. So what they did in Philadelphia last year with Chip, what they did in Philadelphia this year with Jim Schwartz, and then what they're doing now, what he's doing now with us, I'd say all three of those are different schemes. I'm not sure exactly how the techniques were coached, but I'm sure that there are differences in the way that the techniques were coached and adjustments and things like that. So, yeah, guy's been in three systems in, under a year and a half, let's call it. So I think there's still a lot of growth in him at the corner position, just, you know, getting confident playing in the scheme, getting confident playing with your teammates, where your help is. You know, when you're playing out there at corner, it's important to understand where your help is, whether it's in man coverage or in zone coverage, and what you have to take away, what somebody else can take away, what they can't take away. And, you know, you can't cover everything out there, so you have to take away something, and you're a little light on something else. And if the quarterback makes a good throw and the receiver runs a great route, you're going to be a little light on that. You know, so that's... But understanding what, you know, how all that works, different situational, you know, things from second down to third down to 2 minute to red area to all that, it's, even though it might be the same call, the technique and the you know, the finer points of playing the position in those different situations changes a little bit. And, of course, it changes depending on who the receiver is as well. So I think all that is a process that any player would go through. But certainly, you know, when you're reliant, as you are at corner, on other people on the field and the relationship and how close the help is and what where you have it and where you don't, and different receiver splits and so forth and so on, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there to really have it down is all I'm saying. Could you go out there and cover the guy? I mean, yeah, but to really get it right and to know all the finer points of the defense and where your teammates are and what they can get to and what they can't and so forth, and yeah, it takes time. Yeah.
Final question?
Did Jennings in that conversation as well?
Jennings?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, and Dave, you know, Dave could throw. A very good directional placement on the ball. Was a clutch punter. And when you needed one, you know, I still remember in the Dallas game being backed up inside our 10-yard line. You know, hit a 55-yarder out of the end zone. You know, that eventually got us into the playoffs. So. You know, it's not just average. It's when you it's like golf. It's not can you make a putt. It's making them when you got to make them. You know, so same thing with kickers. So yeah, definitely put Jennings in there. Landetta, no question. But I mean, but you're talking about an athlete with Hecker now. It's he's a little more athletic than Landetta, just to pick a name. And I would say Ray Guy. You know, Ray kicked for great average. I mean, look, these guys lead the league in punt coverage. So lead the league in gross punting, lead the league in net punting, lead the league in inside the 20, and lead the league in punt coverage. I mean, if you're in front of one of those categories, pretty good. Last year, they led the league in all three. They're right up there this year. So plus he's a threat on fakes and stuff like that. So he's pretty good.
Don't you want to see him a lot, though? That means you're punting.
Yeah, right. Just got to make sure we get the ball, that's all. Yeah. So, I mean, another part of the problem is just catching the ball. I mean, we've seen multiple guys, he kicks it so far, and he makes the returner move for it, and they run over there, and then they mishandle it or it hits the ground and rolls for another 20 yards. And it's a tough ball to catch because, you know, not just shagging flies out there. He's making you run, and he's kicking it over your head and that. So it's the ball handling is tough for the returners, too, very tough. And like the Jets, they had a lot of trouble with it. Carolina, trying to think of who else. But he's had several punts this year where they can't get to the ball, and then it rolls 20 yards. So, you know, 50 becomes 70, or 45 becomes 65. And it just changes field position, you know, one play. You think you're going to get the ball with a good field position, and you're on your 15-yard line. So, got to do a good job there. But, yeah, to your point, I hope it gets good workout, yeah. Okay, thanks.